Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Sales leaders are often challenged with how to get their strategic direction implemented throughout the sales team. And I have a few ideas that I think can really help here. Here is the first step. Start with calling a sales meeting where you bring your sales team in and present the strategic direction. I can't tell you how many times a sales leader hasn't presented the strategic direction to the team. That would make sure that they understand what the direction needs to be. Two, ask for their feedback on how they can communicate that strategic direction throughout their work. The sales team needs to be engaged in the strategic direction. Salespeople typically won't do something just because they're told to do. They need to be involved. They need to see how this is going to help them serve their clients and make more money. I encourage my sales leader clients to sit down with their salespeople as a team and brainstorm each point of the strategic direction and ask two or three questions. One, how does this strategic direction apply to helping our clients succeed? How do we take an internal direction and really make it customer consumable, is what I'm saying. How do we take that strategic direction and say, how does this improve the client condition? Second question that I would ask is, how can this strategic direction that the company has chosen to take affect our daily work? What do we need to do on a daily activity basis to make sure that this direction is implemented and we succeed in it? Have the sales team create goals, objectives, measurements, KPIs even, around that strategic direction. The second step in making sure that your strategic direction is implemented is, of course, monitoring it. In your weekly sales meetings, in your weekly coaching and mentoring sessions, make sure that you're monitoring and measuring the sales team's progress to implementing the strategic direction. I often say to my sales leaders, if your sales team is failing in whatever way, if you consistently allow them to not hit quota, if you consistently allow them to get away with not doing the activities that they set out to do, then you're really complicit in their failure. It's up to you to monitor and measure and, of course, help them achieve their goals or achieve the direction if they're not moving in the way that you want them to. This is the third step, and this seems pretty simple, but it works, is if you're really concerned about implementing a strategic direction, pay the salespeople to complete the activities or the behaviors that you want. Make sure that their pay is aligned with the strategic direction. Here's a simple rule. Salespeople do exactly what they're paid to do. If their compensation, specifically their variable compensation or their commissions and bonuses, aren't congruent with the direction that you want the team to go, they will go the opposite way. So make sure that your compensation plans, your bonuses, your commissions are fully aligned with the behaviors that are expected to implement the direction. So three steps I'll summarize. One, get them involved. Two, monitor and measure their progress on a weekly basis. And three, pay them in a fashion or in a way that encourages them to implement the ideas that you want. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.